Next up, it's the Environment Report with Mr. Great Lakes, Jeff Cart.
You may have heard there's a rare total solar eclipse coming on Monday, April 8th. The path of totality, when the moon totally blocks the sun, is predicted to only touch the southeast corner of Michigan. But state natural resources officials say that most state parks and wildlife areas will offer prime viewing of the partial eclipse due to open skies and minimal light pollution. Incredible coverage is expected in particular at the Erie State Game Area in Erie, the Sterling State Park in Monroe, and the Lake Hudson Recreation Area in Clayton. According to NASA's Eclipse Explorer, the Bay City area will see about 94% coverage at about 3:13 p.m. on Monday, April 8th. Officials remind us that no matter where you are, when the eclipse occurs, never look directly at the sun with your naked eye and always use certified eye protection. Earth Day is Monday, April 22nd. There will be plenty of action a little later on Saturday, April 27th in Midland at the Earth Day Action Expo, which takes place at H.H. Dow High School. The event runs from 11:30 to 3 p.m., The Saturday, April 27th event is due to feature hands-on science, arts, crafts, and ecology activities, along with giveaways, food trucks, and more than 40 exhibitors. The event is free and open to the public. It's sponsored by the Midland Local Section of the American Chemical Society, along with the Dow High Go Green Club, Midland Center for the Arts, Midland Recyclers, Chippewa Nature Center, and the National Organization for the Professional Advancement of Black Chemists and Chemical Engineers. This has been the Environment Report. For information on these and other stories, see MrGreatLakes.com. For Delta College Public Radio, I'm Jeff Cart.